as you know, Revolver is my favorite Beatles album, and I think it's the best album of all time. But what's your take on it?
Well, it is my favorite Beatles album. I'm not sure it's my favorite album of all time, but, you know, it being the Beatles and being their best album, it's certainly up there.
In your opinion, what is it that makes it a strong album? What is it that makes it their best one, in your opinion?
Well, I think this is where you had the Beatles going from being this amazing pop band to being this amazing experimental band that sort of set the stage for a lot of different directions that music can take.
What are some of your highlights? What are some of your favorites off it?
I like the McCartney songs, Eleanor Rigby, Good Day Sunshine, and then Lennon's And Your Bird Can Sing.
50 years, how has it held up, in your opinion? Is it something where it's like it sounds like it's from that era, or is it something that sounds just as relevant today as it did 50 years ago?
Well, I think, you know, I think at the time it didn't sound like something from that era. I think it sounds, you know, you can see where the direction that music took afterwards. So it's certainly... You know, it's a lot of the DNA for a lot of the music that you still hear today.
And 1966 was a magic year. Blonde on Blonde, Pet Sounds, Aftermath, Revolver. What happened? What was in the water at that time?
Well, I think you had bands pushing each other. You had, certainly when the Beach Boys came out with Pet Sounds and you could hear what could be done in a studio and Revolver came out, these bands were all just starting to explore what it could mean to go into a studio and take advantage of the technology that had been developed and experiment and create new things. So you've got a bunch of bands that have built up, or artists that have built up the ability to do what they want to do. You know, they're not just cranking out hits for their record label at this point in their career. The Beatles really wanted to sort of push the limits here of what an album could be. And I think you had that happening with Dylan. You had that happen with the Beach Boys. You know, I think the Stones really started pushing it right there. I mean, it was just a really interesting time for music to see what could be done and to have artists leading the way rather than record labels.
Is there another year or era that sticks out to you, like 1966 does, you know, since then, where a bunch of important bands at that time released a bunch of important albums almost simultaneously?
That's a very good question. I think if you wanted to look in sort of more recent era, I think the early 2000s, you had, with the indie rock movement, you had a lot of bands getting discovered that would have never gotten discovered if it wasn't for iTunes and the internet and, you know, people talking from the ground up rather than just relying on what was on the radio. So, you know, where you had Sufjan Stevens and Arcade Fire and Jack White and all these bands kind of doing their own thing and doing it very different rather than everybody just trying to find the next Nirvana or the next whatever was big. I think for me, that was an exciting time.
All right. Anything else we didn't go over? Anything else you'd like to add?
Nothing that I can think of. That does it. Cool. Sounds
Thanks
good.
As always for your time. Have a good day.
All right.
Okay. Bye.